Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You missed it. Sanjay Gupta was great. He's just on the podcast. You can check it out now. Actually, it was just on the show. Now it's on the podcast.
Yeah, you can check it out in about 10 minutes. I got up.
Okay, in 10 minutes.
Uploading it right now.
I'm sorry. If you believe in podcasts, if they exist.
And, I don't know.
Josh Wolf, comedian Josh Wolf, who begins a run at the Funny Bone in Omaha tonight. But he'll be in the studio tomorrow, and also David Duchovny on the phone. We got a new album coming out. We love David Duchovny. And Nick is out and about doing some comedy this weekend.
Yes, I will be at Meesex Shangri-La in Columbus, Nebraska tomorrow night, and the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaigna, Iowa on Saturday.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Joe's Bar? These names are fancy.
I think this Meesex place, I looked it up online. They've got something outside that says it's been around since like 1908 or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. A lot of people say it's cool, so have fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah. I mentioned you farted during the Gupta interview, too.
I did. And I can fart and still, I can ask the question while I'm farting. And well, stay professional. I'm proud of that.
This world-renowned doctor's on the phone. You guys are just like.
I did.
Just blasted ass.
Yeah, and you say multitasking isn't a real thing.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
You can't do that on TV, but you can do it on the radio. Yeah. Well, that's interesting, Doc.
Yeah. The lean's more apparent on TV.
Yeah, big time. I love Dr. Well,
they let Adam Schefter text on TV. I think they should let TV guys just lean one cheek and fart.
Why not?
Right on TV. Yeah.
That guy was getting a bunch of crap.
You got to find out the contents of, what did they mention? 650,000 other emails?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the number.
Yeah, and where'd they all come from?
From the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's part of that investigation.
Yeah. Just the Washington football team.
Yeah. Well, it's part of that investigation, at least.
Of their hostile work culture and everything.
Making their cheerleaders take off their tops for donors and stuff like that.
Right.
That one, when they were taking pictures of them topless, the cheerleaders topless without them knowing and then passing the pictures around.
Around the donors.
That crowd.
Yeah, around the big payroll.
Well, and apparently Gruden was getting some of those photos, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
While he was the coach?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No.
Why was he ESPN?
While he was at ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because his brother was working there at the time.
That's right.
Remember, he was the head coach.
Scott?
Well.
Jay.
Scott Gruden.
Where's Gruden at now? Where's Jay at now? Defensive coordinator somewhere?
I think he might have been on John's staff.
Probably was.
I don't know.
Somewhere getting his name changed.
Go ask Jeeves. Yeah. Ask Jeeves on that one.
When John Gruden's kid was the Raiders strength and conditioning coach.
Oh, man. Well, they don't fire the whole family, do they?
You don't think so, but that's definitely awkward for his son.
Maybe in the offseason he's going to be gone somewhere.
Okay, so I guess we keep lifting.
No, it says he's not currently employed
right
in the
now.
League. He was the Jacksonville Jaguars offensive coordinator last year.
I'm telling you, man, nobody enjoys the John Gruden story more than Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
He's just going, this is so cool. We're 0-5. Nobody's talking about me. I can grab more ass.
Wonder if he's trying to bring that up at home. You see what happened to Gruden? His wife's like, no, nice try. I just saw that girl grinding on you.
Yep. We're all sinners.
Oh, I thought you said we're all spinners. Because that's your Twitter handle.
That's right.
She's a spinner. Don't you lose that Twitter handle after about age 50?
I guess you could still be a petite woman after 50, but yeah, you could be just you're an old spinner. Man, that's not, you don't want to use the word spinner.
No. You think she doesn't know what that means?
And 50 isn't old, by the way.
Spinster?
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't come off right.
No, it doesn't.
She must not know what it means.
No, either that or she thinks a lot of herself.
Yeah, but you think your kid, they have kids. You think if your mom's handle is like at spinner.
Well, you know what Urban knows what at spinner means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look around the internet. There's plenty of moms on Instagram and Twitter embarrassing the hell out of their children with what they put up there.
Yeah.
He had his hands on the ass of a spinner.
Yeah, he did. 24-year-old spinner.
He's not going to be able to go out of the house for a long time.
No. He's probably at work really early and stays till like midnight.
Yeah.
I'm asleep on the couch tonight at the office. I got
likely
film.
Story.
I got film. Mm-hmm. I got film.
Is that what you call the bar now?
Yeah. Likely story. Yeah. So, you know Molly Shannon. She was on SNL and a number of other things.
She had a real tough personal life. I saw a story about her.
Yeah.
She overcame a lot of really horrible crap that happened to her.
Was it Divorce? Thomas Hayden Church?
Love that movie.
HBO?
Yeah, it was a great show.
She was in that. She was good.
Yep.
She lost her phone in a cab.
All right.
And so she called the phone. Well, I don't know that she knew that she lost it in a cab, but she knew she lost her phone. She called it. Somebody answered and said, yeah, you know, we're in the cab. You left your car, your phone here. Let's hook up and, you know, you can have your phone back. And so the guy who found the phone videotaped, recorded this story, and at first he ended his the first video or part of the video. He turns the phone to show Molly Shannon, and she is approaching them, and she does the Mary Catherine Gallagher thing, you know, yelling superstar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it goes like this. Let's hear this. And the key here is at the end. And it seems to me that this is just another one of those eye-rolling things that celebrities have to deal with all the flipping time. If not this, something like it. Goes something like this.
It must have felt slipped out of my purse, and I was panicked. I got back to my hotel, and I did the find my iPhone. I'm seeing my phone on like 33rd Street, and I'm like, I'm never gonna get it back. And Vincent was so kind to pick up, and I got my phone back from Vincent and Josephine. And I said, it's very serendipitous that we all meet, so there's some reason for it.
Yes,
so,
and then I let her know that we're swingers, and she's staying the night.
Yeah, it all worked out great.
Bye bye.
Dad. How you? I mean, do people have to put up with that all the time?
Who's the guy?
He's just the guy that found the phone.
Oh, that's lame.
He's just the guy that found the phone.
So he's trying to be funny right there.
Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He may be serious.
Of course he is.
That definitely makes it awkward.
What a douchebag.
Yeah.
What's she
saying? And you're going to bang us, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the least you could do. I found your phone.
What a douchebag. Well, it's,
people are.
They got to put up with that. Nick, I got a joke for you. Let me tell you on the balcony here, and you can use it tonight. that guy, right? Yeah. Basically, right?
He might be hearing about that at home, though.
Unless
he's a swinger.
Unless it was swingers, a real thing.
Right.
I was trying to think where I'd seen her recently. She was in The White Lotus
HBO. Right? She's the mom.
Weird show, but good weird.
Yeah, it was good.
That leads me to believe that he probably is, if it was top of mind. First thing to fly out of his brain is that you're going to swing with us then, huh?
Yeah, he was chumming the water. Yeah? Eh?
Weird.
No?
Well, a lot of times the swingers, the people that are like, hey, we bang everybody. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really wants to bang you,
how do you
but
find
thanks
them?
For letting everybody know.
Right. I lost my phone on a golf course once, and a guy found it, and I asked him if we could swing together.
without women.
Right. It's standard operating procedure.
Yeah. So a couple, 3 years ago.
Common courtesy to ask.
Yeah, is it still swinging if it's just the dudes?
Since you found my phone, you mind swinging with me?
Well, then you ended up in bed with him, and you said, no, I meant on the range.
Oops, my bad.
Oops, my bad.
I have a running joke with my wife.
Someday I'm going to stop making this mistake.
So like 3-4 years ago, we were going to a concert downtown.
Who'd you swing with?
Well, here's the story though. Okay. We go into a bar to have a drink before we go to the show, mm-hmm. and it's packed. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday night. Shows at 7, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're walking through trying to find a place to sit, and this completely stranger couple is sitting at a table that has 4 seats and only 2 of them are filled.
Right.
And they can obviously tell we're looking for seats. And they're like, "Hey, what, you guys want to sit with us?" And my first instinct is, "Hell no."
Yeah.
And she's just like, "Sure, let's sit down."
Oh, that's, yeah, I'd be the same way you would be.
And they were nice. It was fine. We sat there for half an hour, 45 minutes, and had a couple beers, and then went to the show. Uh-huh. And we walk out of there. I'm like, you know they wanted to swing with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we found out they were in town from Des Moines for the night,
oh, yeah.
had a hotel room. I'm like, they were totally trying to pick us up.
Would you bang the other woman? Was she hot?
I don't recall.
I don't recall
her being hideous.
Okay.
You know? But
problem with swinging is somebody has to bang your wife.
Yeah.
That's where we all draw the line.
She completely disagrees with me that they were trying to pick us up. But
were they overly friendly?
Well, in that situation, being friendly at all, like, you strangers, you want to sit at our table?
Yeah, you're right.
That's overly friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not inviting people at my table at all because I'm not a swinger.
No.
Might be a little presumptuous.
You're not that nice.
That too.
Yeah.
Well,
we're saving that for somebody, and it'd be nobody.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
I would lie through my teeth. And
What show was it?
I don't even remember.
Were they going to the same show?
Yeah, they were going to the same concert. Okay. They'd driven in town to see this concert.
We always bang other couples at Slipknot shows.
we have extra masks.
No, my wife was going. It wasn't something like that.
No, it wasn't Slipknot. Okay.
No.
All right.
I think Puss just assumes that everyone who's nice to him wants to bang.
No,
him.
I'm with you on that, Puss. I get that.
Maybe sometimes
I would have leaned that way, too. They
want to
bang us.
Oh, I was like, yeah, they totally were trying to pick us up. Right.
Did she take off, the girl on the other side of the table, take off her shoe and rub your crotch with her foot? Because that's what they do.
No.
Yeah.
That was his foot.
Puss did it with his size 18. The problem is when Puss does it, his foot pokes above the table and it's not hidden.
I was touching both of them.
Big clown.
With one foot. To this day, I still bring that up. I still bring that up with her. It's like, you know, they were trying to pick us up.
We should have banged that couple.
They were totally trying to pick us up.
During a fight.
Again, she thinks I'm nuts. Right.
I mean, over in Europe, aren't the restaurants sometimes kind of hostel style where you just sit down at a table?
I don't know.
With strangers?
I've never been. You know, I know some restaurants' tables are 2-2-2 and they're way too close. You might as well be sitting with them.
Yeah.
I don't get those restaurants.
Yeah.
Because you're basically having a conversation, and even if the person next to you is not listening to you, they can hear everything you say. Whisper, they can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, we did that a couple years ago when we were—
Makes no sense.
We were in Chicago.
I hate those.
I'm saying we're not sitting there. Why? Because you're— I know there's a foot between us and another table, but they're sitting here too. It's the same
table.
Yeah,
and I don't want them to hear what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear what they're talking about.
No.
But my wife is one of those friendly people who will just make friends with the people on both sides of us. And then we get to know them and we're all having fun. And I'm just like, this sucks.
And then everybody wants to bang you.
Yeah, see?
It always comes around to that.
Yeah. Everybody wants to bang me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you can't go anywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, look at me.
Right.
Wouldn't you want a piece of this?
Now you just introduce yourself that way. You know, we're not going to bang you guys. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Sure, I'll sit down. No, none of that.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife ends up talking to a lot of people too. Plus, I get that. I know that.
Oh, that.
And I always walk out and I go, "Where's your mom?" I said, "Oh, she's talking to somebody."
The restaurant in Chicago that I'm thinking about, it was like, you know, bench seating on one side and seats on the other.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Little 2-top tables.
Right. And the tables are all maybe a foot apart.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to like turn sideways to move in between them.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're sitting there basically with the other two people on either side of you.
And some of those restaurants are not cheap restaurants.
No.
Either.
No.
So yeah.
No, this was an anniversary dinner. This was a nice place, you know?
Then you got to bang couples on both sides of you.
I know.
Think of it that way.
That's a long night.
They were all trying to pick us up.
Swingers from Des Moines hitting town.
Plus, they're just fending off suitors.
Yep, yep.
Just trying to eat.
Fending off suitors.
As soon as we walked out of that bar, I was like, they were totally trans. Right. She, yeah. Right. Still doesn't buy into
it. Well, we were talking to a couple. Actually, it was a couple from Des Moines. They must all want to bang other people from Omaha or some reason. So
strong swinger community.
My wife and I were at a table. We were at a bar a couple weeks ago at a nice hotel.
But they can't be seen in Des Moines, so they got to come here.
Right.
In order to get their swinging done.
Clandestine.
Because everybody in Des Moines talks.
This couple sat right beside us at this bar, and the guy's starting to talk his ass off a lot. And we're watching some football, but he's not really a fan of anything happening on TV. So I'm on the other side of my wife, and the woman's on the other side of him. But I didn't think they wanted to bang us. But the conversation ended because about maybe 20 minutes in, he said something about natural immunity.
Oh.
And even I go, I said, well, that's over.
Out.
And my wife goes, well, you know what? We don't really agree with that, so we're probably going to end this. Basically, we're going to end this conversation now. And the guy's wife says, shut up. Shut up. To him.
Like, it's not the first time it's
exactly.
Happened.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Don't be a dumbass.
I was talking to the nice people. Yeah. You ruined it.
And she was hot.
He feels the need to interject that into every conversation.
And it made there was no reason for it.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time he's done that.
I was like, ah, you might as well come in with a MAGA hat on, you douchebag.
Because those are always the ones that feel the need to interject.
Bring it up.
Out of the blue.
Bring it up. So we banged them.
Seriously, who just invites strangers to sit at their table?
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Nice people.
I wouldn't do that either.
Maybe nice people.
No,
well,
yeah.
She was just too quick that night before I could go, oh, no.
I know.
She was like, yeah, we'll sit down.
Right.
Oh, crap.
Sit down on this.
Everybody's got an ulterior motive. And it's all to bang puss.
Well, more than that,
makes sense, though.
It forced me to be friendly and nice to people.
I know.
God, I don't want to do that.
It is so tough.
I'm not arguing with you on this puss. I think you're right.
It is.
It is exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, now I got to put on a little song and dance for these people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you bring Boogie in and shuffle in.
He shuffles in. Hey, you're going to see Slipknot, too. Right. And he boogies in. Nick does a little dance when he says, bring Boogie in on the show. It's a visual, but it is great.
I just picture you shuffling in. Boogie's here.
Boogie's here.
I could have told the knee injury story.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie
would have created space in the bar.
And they would have left.
Everybody would have left.
That table would have left.
I did that for a group of cackling hens last night.
I know.
Nick.
And they all left.
Six women in my house.
I heard.
That's how we got rid of three of them.
Cackling all night.
Can I just have my dog and go?
Don't go in there.
That's the name of her kennel, by the way. Dog and go.
Yeah, was there some sort of event at your house, or are they just hanging out?
A lot of people picking up puppies.
Yeah. They can hang around and cackle about them.
Yeah,
what else is new, Craig?
You can't just pick up your puppy and go.
Nah.
You got to cackle.
Not the dog and go.
The dog's like, come on. Let's get out of here.
I got to find new places, new buttholes to sniff.
You get free fish with your dog.
Right.
Sit down.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A 24-year-old woman in Turkey is now the owner of a Guinness World Record. Ramiz Galgi is what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
Stands a little bit over 7 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
She is the tallest living woman in the world.
Don't you think a 7-foot guy, tall guy would love to have sex once with a 7-foot tall girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a 6 foot girl. Or a five foot girl.
Oh, they do have sex with 5 foot girls. You see them a lot. You'll see a guy standing there. Who was that?
That's Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
And
that
her husband's like a boxer.
Yeah, but he's also like 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
And she's right at his waist.
Not an accident.
I'm just saying that.
Oh, he's one of the Klitschko brothers, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
And she's like 5 foot even, and he's 6'8".
I picture them, and granted, you love who you love. I get it. But there's got to be a 7 foot guy would want eventually to have sex sometime with somebody his size completely.
It's just got to be easier.
Right.
Logistically speaking, it's got to be easier.
Yeah. Sorry, I crushed your hips.
Oh, you know, she might end up making him feel small.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
What's this girl's name?
Ramesa is what we're going to go with. A little bit over 7 feet tall, her height is due to a condition called Weaver syndrome that causes accelerated growth and other abnormalities. She makes two record holders for height in the country, the tallest man in the world, also from Turkey. That is rare.
Okay.
To have the tallest man, the tallest woman from the same country. It's happened before from China, blah, blah, blah. But
is she awkward looking or just a tall woman?
Yes.
She is in a wheelchair generally and occasionally is able to stand using a walker and get around a little bit.
Okay. Well, the sex thing might not be the appropriate thing here, but whatever.
Too late.
You see her face there?
Yeah.
She has. Yeah. She's
giantism. Mm-hmm. Looks like that. She doesn't have giantism, though, does
Weaver
she?
Weaver syndrome.
Okay. Weaver.
All right. We know one thing about her, though. She wants to bang puss.
Sure.
I mean, look at me. Look at me.
Get in line.
Who wouldn't?
Get in line at the restaurant. You know, that's one of those things you shared, by the way, which we all do, that is eventually going to come back to bite you somewhere when you're out.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Hey, there's pussies. Hey, puss, come over and sit with us. Hey, want to bang you.
The embarrassing things I've done and said over the last 20-plus years, that's not even close to the top of the list.
I think it's just a distraction from the goats.
You're listening to the Don and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.